This is Today in History, October the 6th. On this day in 1961, John F. Kennedy urged Americans to build bomb shelters.
Civil defense officials recommend that for the best fallout protection, your family have these two things: an approved fallout shelter and enough supplies to enable you to stay in it for a maximum of 2 weeks.
Speaking on civil defense, Kennedy advises American families to build bomb shelters to protect themselves from atomic fallout in the event of a nuclear exchange with the Soviet Union. On this day, back in 1847, Jane Eyre is published by Smith, Elder & Company, Charlotte Bronte's book about the struggles of an orphan girl who grows up to become a governess was an immediate popular success. And on this day in 1991, the actress Elizabeth Taylor marries her seventh husband, a construction worker named Larry Pratensky, in a ceremony held at pop singer Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch. Taylor, a Hollywood screen legend known for her violet-eyed beauty and her roles in such movies as Cat on a Hot Tin Roof and Cleopatra, reportedly met the 2 decades younger Fortensky at the high-profile Betty Ford Center for Drug and Alcohol Rehabilitation. And on this day in 1926, Yankee slugger Babe Ruth hits a record 3 home runs against the St. Louis Cardinals in the 4th game of the World Series. The Yankees won the game 10-5, but despite Ruth's unprecedented performance, they lost the championship in the 7th and deciding game. And on this day, in 1866, the first United States train is robbed. Back in 1866, the Reno Gang carries out its first robbery of a moving train in the United States, making off with over 10,000 clams from an Ohio and Mississippi train in Jackson County, Indiana.
The train was robbed by an armed gang, possibly diehard Confederate guerrillas unbowed by the South's recent surrender. While everything was wild with confusion, one newspaper reported, the desperados entered and with the vilest oaths demanded the money and valuable of the passengers. The first train robbery in the United States, by some reckonings, was hardly the last.
Prior to this innovation in crime, holdups had taken place mostly on trains sitting at stations or in freight yards. This new method of sticking up moving trains in remote locations that were low on law enforcement soon became popular in the American West, where the recently constructed transcontinental and regional railroads made attractive targets. With the Western economy booming, trains often carried large stashes of cash and precious minerals. The sparsely populated landscape provided bandits with numerous isolated areas, perfect for stopping trains, as well as plenty of places to hide from the law. Some gangs, like Butch Cassidy's Wild Bunch, found robbing trains so easy and lucrative that for a time, they made it their criminal speciality. Railroad owners eventually got wise and fought back, protecting their trains' valuables with large safes, armed guards, and even specially fortified boxcars. We're taking over this train as the United States succumbs to train robberies. October the 6th, 1866, on this Day in History.